Radio Free Bakersfield auf piratenradio.ch aus dem kalifornischen Schurkenstaat mit ihm hier.
Jorge Spahn.
And now the Bang Podcast Network presents the Spahn Ranch Dance Party with the Spahn Ranch Boys.
It's Radio Free Bakersfield.
And now here's your host, Jorge, on the Spahn Ranch Dance Party, part of the Bang Podcast Network.
Hola, amigos. This is Jorge. You are listening to what Elvis Spahn, I just fucking told you. Radio Free Bakersfield, the Spahn Ranch Dance Party, now on prottenradio.ch and dustdoubleradio.com. If you don't already know, we got unsigned bands and indie bands and unsigned bands and undie bands. Well, maybe not so much this week, this show. This show is all about mexploitation. What is mexploitation, you may ask? Well, for the purposes of this show, it's the music of Herb Alpert and the handful of artists and producers who attempted to cash in on Herb Alpert's massive success by copying his style and sound. So, for example, you will hear on this show Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. You may also hear the Mariachi Brass, the Mexicali Brass, the Border Brass, the Guadalajara Brass, and the Brass Ring. We will also go a little bit into the Mark 56 Records out of Anaheim and George Garabedian. I'm going to go back and edit that once I figure out how to pronounce his fucking name. But until then, we're getting ready to start out the show here. And I should mention that I am being... I have three co-hosts for this fabulous Mexploitation show. They all are from the Ding Dong Devils. That's a band you may have heard on this show. Let's see. We got Julia Devine. We got Edwin Letcher. And we got Brent Walker. So they will be playing your favorite Alpha Beta Mexploitation hits. Now I am going to start out with an unknown band from the album Colonel Sanders' Tijuana Picnic. Dig it.
Thank you. Shotgun with Vince Neil on the Spahn Ranch Dance Party.
In Radio Free Bakersfield.
Greetings from England. This is Elvis Fontenot welcoming you to Radio Free Bakersfield with your host, Jorge.
Well, howdy, friends. This is Jorge. You are listening to what Elvis Fontenot just fucking told you. Radio Free Bakersfield, the Spawn Ranch Dance Party, now on prottenradio.ch and dustdoubleradio.com. As I told you at the top of the show, this episode of Radio Free Bakersfield is Mexploitation, which is basically Herb Alpert and the many imitators of his sound and style back in the 60s. I'm joined by three of the Ding Dong Devils, co-hosting this show, and you will hear their Mexploitation favorites later on. As for me, we just closed out the first fantabulous Mexploitation set with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Tangerine, the album is Whipped Cream and Other Delights. It's on A&M. Before that, we had...
I'm Con El Mariachi Brass featuring Chet Baker. I love Chet Baker. Oh, he's so cute. Bang, bang, my baby, chop me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Oh, don't get me started.
That's right. As you heard my friend Gonzo from Radio Free Bakersfield show 210, we heard the Mariachi Brass featuring Chet Baker doing Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down. The album is Hats Off. It's on World Pacific Records. For that, we had Levitana Julius Wechter and the Baja Marimba Band. The song is Here. The album is Fresh Air. It's on A&M as well. For that, we had Levitana Living Marimbas. Amapola. The album is Latin Soul. It's on RCA Candom. Candom. Condom. Camden, as in yards. I could go back and redo that again, but I won't. We start things out with Loving Talented Colonel Sanders Tijuana Picnic. As I said earlier at the beginning of the show, we have no idea who the artist is for that record. It just says something like Fabulous Hollywood Musicians. Probably the Wrecking Crew. Anyway, that was released on Mark 56 Records, which is owned by a dude named George Garrett. And like I said, I told you I would pronounce his name correctly once I figured out what it was, and I still haven't, so there you go. So anyway, somehow this guy worked out this thing where he was doing a cross-promotion with businesses where they would sell his records of this fake Herb Alpert in the Tijuana Brass Band. And they would, he would say, you know, the name of the company presents, you know, Tijuana Taxi or Tijuana Picnic or whatever it was. And some of these places, they're all basically places that if you live in Southern California at any point in time, you may be familiar with. Some of these are national names. Some of them are, like I said, local. And again, I don't understand how this works. But so he has Culligan presents Tijuana Taxi. Culligan, I think they were a plumber or something. Spudnuts presents Tijuana Taxi. Okay, Spudnuts is a donut shop. There's still a couple of them still around in Southern California. Der Wiener Schnitzel presents Tijuana Taxi. Why would you when you go to Der Wiener Schnitzel, you automatically think I want to buy a Herb Alpert record? I don't know. Pet Ice Cream presents Tijuana Taxi. Colonel Sanders Tijuana Picnic, as we mentioned before. Tasty Freeze presents Tijuana Taxi. Pepsi Cola presents Tijuana Taxi. Global Van Lines presents Tijuana Taxi. Because I guess you want to listen to that record once you get moved in? I don't know. Now, let's go to Alpha Beta. Alpha Beta used to be a grocery store in Southern California. For some reason, they had three records. Alpha Beta presents Tijuana Taxi Volume 1. Alpha Beta presents Standing Room Only Olay Volume 2. Alpha Beta presents Tijuana One More Time Volume 3. Again, I don't understand this cross promotion. We have Union Oil Company of California presents Tijuana Taxi. Acme Markets presents Tijuana Taxi. Let's see. Squirt Soda. You may be familiar with Squirt Soda. Squirt does its thing in semi-soft music in a Tijuana style. Pizza Inn presents Tijuana Party. And then don't forget Christmas. We have Phillips 66 presents Tijuana Christmas Volumes 1 and 2. You need number 2 because you just haven't had enough of Volume 1. Alright, I think I've pretty much given you the idea what the fuck this weirdness is and how I am still baffled by it. In the meantime, alright, we're going to keep things moving here with Edwin Letcher with some of his favorite Alpha Beta Mexploitation hits. Take it away, Edwin!
Thank you.
is the Spahn Ranch Dance Party in Radio Free Bakersfield.
Dance, goddammit.
Tree, 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 tree.
Kalifornien. Radio Free Bakersfield auf piratenradio.ch macht aus deinem Radio ein Surfbrett und einen Cocktail.
This is Edwin Letcher, and you're listening to Radio Free Bakersfield. I'm co-hosting a special Mexploitation episode with the Amigos, Three Mucho Groovy Hombres. You just heard Theme from Thunderball, the title track on a disc by the Mexicali Brass. They were a real band and put out at least 13 albums on the Crown Records label. The cover is the furthest removed from the Herb Alpert-inspired norm, just a white couple and a gangland-style machine gun. The tune is a tasty blend of spy thriller tension and brassy interludes. Before that, you heard Brazilian Beat by Los Brasileiros, featuring Alberto on the marimbas and the Juan Morales Singers. It's from the album Brazilian Beat 67 on Design Records. The cover is cleverly engineered to make the casual buyer believe they are getting a Brazil 66 record. For my money, they do a great job of recreating the Sergio Mendes vibe. The Lonnie Hall sound-alike's Twee 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 is quite infectious. The song from the middle of my set is Winchester Cathedral from an album called Alpha Beta Presents Standing Room Only, Olé, on Mark 56 Records. The band name might be included in there somewhere, but I'm really not sure. This is one of the first Mexploitation records I bought, and it was the cover that sold me. An illustration of five mustachioed gents in sombreros and mariachi garb playing horns and guitars, surrounded by a sea of smiling, dapper white shoppers, mostly women. Winchester Cathedral is somewhere in Mexico, right? Before that, you heard Ring of Fire by the Mariachi Brass featuring Chet Baker from the album Double Shot on Rural Pacific Records. There are four of these mashup albums out there. I have three so far. Of all the examples of Mexploitation I have heard, this is the most consistently enjoyable. The band serves up brassy versions of hits of the day, and Chet Baker adds his unique fills, leads, and general jazz noodling. Tequila and or women are featured on the album covers, but it can be assumed the producers provide Chet with stronger chemical inducement. I started my Mexploitation set with Sombrero by the Guadalajara Brass from the Tijuana Taxi, Lonely Bull, and Others album. It's on Spinorama Records. Sombrero is actually an instrumental version of Just One Look. Go figure. While Herb Alpert's covers were generally respectful, this one features a barefoot driver wearing a sombrero with one hand on a steering wheel and the other clutching a trumpet. There are four tires placed around the non-existent Tijuana Taxi. It doesn't get more cliched than this. Now I'm going to hand things over to my fellow Ding Dong Devil Cal Tiki for more swinging Mexploitation sounds. Olé!
To do. It's the Spahn Ranch Dance Party in Radio Free Bakersfield. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Free Bakersfield on DustDevilRadio.com.
Thank you. This is Brent Walker, a.k.a. Cal Tiki of the Ding Dong Devils, and you're listening to Radio Free Bakersfield. I'm co-hosting this special Mexploitation episode, and you just heard the Mexicali Brass with their version of Zorba and the Greek, originally done by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. Before that, we heard the Border Brass doing the title song from Tijuana Christmas, which is a great holiday staple. And then prior to that, the Baja Marimba Band doing Cabeza Arriba, which for you gringos means heads up. Then we heard before that Herb Albert, the Tijuana Brass themselves doing Walk Don't Run, replacing the guitars with trumpets on that. And then we heard some Mexploitation from New York City with Phil Bodner and the Brass Ring doing the Dating Game. And we started that set with the Mexicali Brass doing Mexico a Go-Go. And now I'm going to hand it off to Julia for her favorite Mexploitation song.
We'll be right back.
You are riding shotgun with Vince Neil on Radio Free Bakersfield.
This is Julia Devine, and you are listening to Radio Free Bakersfield. I am co-hosting this special Mexploitation episode, and the song you just heard was by John Evans and the Big Band from the album Latin Brass, doing It Ain't Necessarily So, which, as a Gershwin Brothers song written for Porgy and Bess, it does seem like a strange choice to remake in a Latin style. However, Evans chose Pres Prado as inspiration rather than Herb Alpert with a full Cuban arrangement. Premier Records touts their dynamic directional stereo on the cover, and it gets extra points for including liner notes by renowned Village Voice jazz critic Nat Hentoff. Before that, we heard The Brass Ring doing John Barry's Born Free from the movie of the same name. Here, they again went off the Tijuana Taxi and made it into a little cha-cha number. This band is Phil Bodner's creation. Besides his great jazz legacy, playing and recording with such luminaries as Miles Davis, Benny Goodman, and Jill Evans, some of you might recognize his famous piccolo solo from the disco hit The Hustle. A Warner Brothers production, this album is titled The Disadvantages of You and boasts delightfully loony cover notes by Andy Wickham, an A&R guy known for signing lots of great artists as well as partying with the best of them. Pop songwriter Steve Barry also produces the title song track. And preceding that, we listen to Chihuahua Marimba Band doing Ghost Riders in the Sky, or Riders in the Sky, printed on the vinyl itself. I guess they ran out of space? In this case, they're riffing on another Herb Alpert A&M creation, the Baja Marimba Band. The second cut you heard was Hot Zapatas from Los Norte Americanos. It took me a few minutes to realize why they named it that, but as soon as the yakety sax came into play, I was appreciating the clever Stolen Boots Randolph play on words. This album, titled The Band I Heard in Tijuana, is another production boasting of its stereo fidelity recording. But of course, then you see that it's manufactured by a company called Budget Sound. So much for putting money where your mouth is. Leading off my segment was the Mexicali Singers doing the Statler Brothers' Flowers on the Wall. They actually weren't quite singers in the normal sense. Nah, they didn't do something as mundane as singing the actual lyrics to the songs. They used their voices to mimic the instruments of the Tijuana Brass. So with a song as funny and poignant as Flowers on the Wall, it kind of takes away the impact, just a bit, anyway. Stan Cornyn, another Warner Brothers A&R guy, does completely fictional cover notes here, oddly enough, since he had multiple Grammy nominations and one win with Best Album Notes for Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night. What was he thinking? And now I will hand it off to Jorge to close the show. Olé, and thanks for listening.
Howdy, friends. Well, you heard her. That's the end of this friggin' show. Thanks for listening. Thank you, John. Thank you, Bank Cartoon. Thank you, PRottenRadio.ch and DustDoubleRadio.com. Catch you fuckers hopefully next month. Hasta!
You've been listening to the Spawn Ranch Dance Party.
Give me something to cry about, you little pussy.
Join us next time for the Spawn Ranch Dance Party in Radio Free Bakersfield.
Radio Free Bakersfield.
The Bang Podcast Network.
Direkt aus Bakersfield, Kalifornien, wo die Sonne niemals untergeht, sendet er hier
Jorge Spahn,
reitend auf seinem Surfbrett und einem Cocktail in der Hand, die Sendung Radio Free Bakersfield. Immer der erste Dienstagabend im Monat. Von 9 bis 10 Uhr gibt's auf piratenradio.ch Sonne, Strand und eine musikalische Monsterwelle aus Garage, Surf und Jorges betrunkenem Geschwafel.
Jorge.
Lounge aus Polen, Surf aus Chile, Garage aus Japan. Er hier hat alles, von dem ihr noch nie was gehört habt. Aber ihr werdet das nie rausfinden, wenn ihr nicht reinhört.